Buck don't give a f***.
It is Minority Monday on the Buck segment because we always love to feature people of various backgrounds and not just the mainstream media who always wants to show African Americans as 100% all Democratic or Hispanics who hate Trump and all the illegal immigrants who are against MAGA. I picked today's Minority Monday champion because of her immigration status, because she is not only boldly MAGA, but this Jamaican legal immigrant who brought her children here the right way, went through the immigration process, but she is passionately for Donald Trump. Somebody wrote on her TikTok page the other day, and I'll give you her TikTok handle here in a minute, said, "How dare you support MAGA as an immigrant and a person of color? You do know he hates both." And she replied back with this comment and this about a minute long diatribe. She is so well spoken, so well educated. You're going to love this lady. Her name is Anna, and she goes by the handle Support for 47. That's her handle on TikTok. Check this sound bite out. Here we go.
What kind of a black woman are you to vote for MAGA? Well, first of all, fix your sentence structure. It's horrible. But since you asked so nicely, I will honor you with a response. I am the kind of black woman who is educated.
She shows her master's degree right there.
Several research on American history. I actually love American history. I'm also well-traveled, haven't been to 5 out of the 7 continents. I love the Lord, I love my family, and I love America. I am an immigrant, and I care about what this future holds for my children and my grandchildren who are yet to be born. What I do today will affect them tomorrow. So, what kind of black woman am I to vote for MAGA? The kind that wants to make America great again.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She goes into many things about her immigration process and why it was hard and why she gained such an appreciation for the United States and fully assimilated her family.
Sure.
Because she so valued going through the history lessons and going through the journey of a 3.5-year legal immigration process. She said, "I just gained such a profound respect for this country and what it takes to be an American." And that freedom of voice and freedom of speech is what sent her to TikTok. She does kind of talk slowly, so you got to stay with her. But man, I am telling you, if you want, she only has 23,000 followers right now. She's only been on about a year, but she's catching on. I see her now popping up on my Instagram. I see her popping up on my X feed. So people are sharing her across platforms. The only actual page I could find, though, was on TikTok, her actual homepage, and that is Support for 47. And she also, her handle is at 4547.
Love
so,
that.
Or MAGA. At love that. MAGA 4547.
You know, she reminds me of Evelyn, who came on the show with me and Kim back just before the election. Dan, I got in an Uber one day with my daughter to go down to an event, and my youngest daughter, and we were chatting up this driver who's speaking with a bit of an accent, and like, I can't really, I'm interested in knowing her story, and she starts talking in such a way that leads me to believe that she is a Trump supporter. So I just ask her, and I ended up having her on the show.
That's
great. Born in Africa. Considers it the greatest gift of her life when she was granted a visa to the United States. Moved here because she wanted a better life for her, I think, twin sons. One of them is in medical school here. She came here, achieved the American dream 16, 17 years ago, owns a home in South County, and drives Uber to make extra money. And she was 100% in for Donald Trump. And she, like this lady, has a hard time comprehending why people born here don't realize that they were born with the golden ticket, and instead they
too many of them perceive themselves as victims.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
And you also have the whole legal immigration people hate, who really despise the illegals, people who jump the line,
people
who don't go through the process. And mainly because they know the importance of that, vetting process of making sure people who come here want to be here, love this nation, want to embrace what America stands for. That includes the Constitution. That includes all the rights. And this lady here, she's a staunch defender of free speech. And she says the other side's trying to take that from us. And we need to stand tall, because that's what makes us more unique than any nation on the planet, is that we have the right to speak up.
The American dream is still alive and real. And so many people of this country don't realize it. I noticed things when I was in Europe. Everybody was interested in where we were from, and they would ask us questions about America. Most of them in Central Europe there, many of them had not traveled here before. One lady had been only to L.A. three times because she had a relative that lived there. And I'm like, you haven't seen America. If you've only been to crazy California, you need to come to the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Freedom lives there, right? Most of these people have never experienced freedom. They think they're free, but they've never experienced freedom.
No,
they don't. In many cases in Central Europe, what I saw is people that are born knowing there's a limitation of what they're ever going to achieve. When I was in Budapest, the sales tax on everything that you buy is about 30%. Like
what?
Oh yeah. Plus there's a VAT tax, a value added tax on things that you buy. The cost of a flat in Budapest and in Vienna and these places is just out of reach for most people. Most of them are renters that live in those towns, and there's very little opportunity for upward mobility in what is very much a European socialist democratic society.
Yeah,
some people beat that, but the vast majority don't.
Yeah.
And they seem to think that they're happy, but they don't know what freedom is. That most of them have never experienced the freedom that we have. From the day you're born in this country, you have almost unlimited opportunity. But my dad was a steelworker. My mom was a teacher. Did either of them ever think I would grow up to be on television, to have my own radio show, to live the American dream and make probably three times the amount of money either one of them ever made? No, but they hoped for that. You always hope your child is going to do better than you did. Yeah. And a lot of those people in the part of the country I just traveled to in Europe, I don't think they grow up with that thought in mind. It's just not part of their thinking.
Well, they live in a class society, right, where whatever class you're born into is where your life will be. They don't really let social mobility happen.
It can happen, but it's not the norm.
Very difficult, yes.
It's not the norm.
Right.
I don't think. And you can improve your position. You can go to university for free, basically. About fell over. We were in one place we went to visit. It was a monastery, but they had a school there. And my wife inquires to how much the private school education cost the students who went to school at this monastery, right?
Imagine. What was it? Tell me.
$1,000 a year.
That's it?
A year. Because it's subsidized by the state.
Well, I guess public schools here cost you nothing except for, whatever.
No, but it's a private. But,
yeah, it's a private school.
Hard to get into exclusive school where they're taught Latin as part of the curriculum, and then they usually learn another language, and it really makes their college a lot easier if they've gone to something like that.
Is admission really hard to get into? Like, you have to be among the brightest and smartest?
She claimed not. The student that was leading us through it claimed that wasn't the case. But still, they think that everything doesn't cost very much because they give half of their money to the government, who then feeds back what it wants to them.
Wow.
It's insane. I could go on. In fact, maybe I will mention the other thing I observed when we come back here in just a couple of minutes, because it was it took every bone in my body to keep me from jumping up and confronting this woman, our guide, when she said this.
because she's grown up in it and she doesn't see anything else in life. But I'll explain it. Great segment, Dan. We'll be back in just a minute.
And I will say this, too. Yeah. You're going to want to hear my freedom of expression story with my freedom shirt. And I got accosted in a Schnook
the
store.
The Charlie Cook shirt?
I have the Charlie Kirk shirt. I was wearing it in a Schnook store. And got absolutely eviscerated by a woman.
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, it'll be good.
All right, when we come back, stay tuned.